Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We have ourselves a very interesting basketball team to talk about. And the man who just saw them last night in front of his own two eyes, George Sedano from ESPN, ESPN LA. He is Mr. Los Angeles as far as we're concerned, and he had the game last night. George, thank you for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. As always, it is a pleasure to talk to you, my man. How you doing?
I'm good, fellas. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Ray is above average, and boy, guess what? Anthony Davis was well above average against the Golden State Warriors. When he is right, he shows you the promise, man. He shows it to you. When he's right. Now, can he be the right Anthony Davis for more than three games in a row before he twists, sprains, does something? Who the hell knows? But man, when he is on, that's one of the toughest mismatches in sports.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's a human cheat code when he is right, to your point, because we don't have a big man that has that kind of athleticism with the skill that he has. I mean, he has refined skills. His fadeaway jumper is almost unguardable in some cases when it's on. He certainly has pretty good handle for a big fella, too. And I think that, you know, because even Giannis, you can say, obviously Giannis has got a similar build, but Giannis has come a long way in regards to his natural skill or adding to his skill because it didn't come naturally, whereas Anthony's is very natural. You know, the story with Anthony, most people know, but maybe some listening don't. Like, he was a point guard as a kid and then shot up like something like 8 or 9 inches, right, you know, his last year of high school or whatever before he ended up at Kentucky. And it took him a while to get used to his body.
Yeah, he went from like 6'2 to 7 feet.
That skill has never really left him, or that skill set.
Is there, because Davis has been maybe one of the prime enigmas in this league for much of his career. Is he finally showing signs of outgrowing that? Or is he always going to be day-to-day, at least in terms of that part of his career?
You know, Ray, I think that the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. I'm a big believer in that. And I think that that's the unfortunate thing with him, is that the body's gone through a lot. Now, some of it early in his career, I believe, was soft tissue stuff, not anything structural. But then remember, a couple of years ago, he had an Achilles thing. And that's dangerous, right? Now he's got this foot situation. When big men tend to have foot issues, I think that obviously is an ominous sign. Now, hopefully for the Lakers' sake, not ominous enough where it ends his career prematurely, but it's certainly something they're going to have to manage kind of moving forward. And I think we're in this day and age of where we have so much information on these guys medically. We know so much about the evolutions of sports medicine that I think these were the type of things that would not have been diagnosed 10 or 15 years ago. And guys would have played through it, and they would have ended their careers prematurely. And I use Chris Paul as kind of the perfect example for this, where Chris Paul in the 80s, 90s, or even early 2000s would have played, what, maybe 8 years, probably, you know, before the injuries mounted up. But because of load management, and I'm not the biggest advocate of load management, but I understand it from this regard and just the advances in science and medicine and things of that nature, he's now been around for 17. So it's just a weird give and take, and I don't know if there's ever going to be the right formula for this in the NBA, but you're right. Anthony Davis is certainly an enigma when it comes to that stuff. And I think that, you know, if he can be peak Anthony Davis, then I think they're always going to be dangerous in some way, shape, or form.
They get D'Angelo Russell back. They get LeBron back. And all of a sudden, it feels like LA's got a little momentum that could carry them towards a more what they hope to be representative, you know, team to look at the playoffs. If the Warriors are going to be a real representative team in the playoffs, obviously they need to get Andrew Wiggins back, and that still hasn't happened. But Steph Curry returns after missing about a month, George, and he had a fourth quarter that I think made everyone at don't call it Staples. We're going with crypto for real. It made everybody in Los Angeles hold their breath for a little bit. I thought the Warriors were going to come roaring back there for a second.
And I bet you he thought he was going to be able to pull it off, too. And then they got stymied. The Lakers just had an answer every time, basically, whenever the Warriors made their run. In the first half, the Warriors, or granted, the Lakers, I think, had a 25-8 run in the first quarter. Then the Warriors fought back with a 28-8 run in the second quarter. And it was just that. It was just kind of a slugfest back and forth between those two. You know, when I called that game yesterday, there was a shot that Steph made in that second quarter. You know, he struggled mightily in the first, and he hit a big shot. Lakers called timeout. It got them within one at 41-40. And I told my partner at the time, I said, Steph Curry has arrived here at the game now with 8 points after that big shot. And it felt like he was, you could just get the sense that he was a little out of sorts. Right, maybe a little rusty, for lack of a better phrase, to start that game. And I felt the same way in the third quarter, too, that he wasn't himself. And then he finally got that engine revving, and you saw it, but it was just too little too late because Davis and those guys were just not missing in those key moments.
How seriously do you take the Lakers if they get to the playoffs? Can this be one of those turn it on at just the right moment situations, or, as a lot of people seem to think, they've wasted too much time not being anything particularly noteworthy?
Well, I'd probably lean towards the latter only because you can't guarantee me health for LeBron James. When you're talking about a guy who already was dealing with a left foot injury and then blew a tire on his right foot at 38 years old because he had to carry a roster that was less than suboptimal, let's call it, for a long stretch of time. This was kind of the thing that, I don't know if I talked to you guys about this, but that was one of my big concerns. I talked about on my radio show and at different places, that him carrying this load and this burden at this age was eventually going to come back and haunt them. And, you know, I wasn't trying to be, you know, Miss Cleo or anything, but it just seems obvious, right, that a 38-year-old guy can't carry that kind of load night in and night out in this league, you know, a league of young people. And here we are. So if he's healthy, if just like for argument's sake, you tell me he's back, he's good, he can be LeBron James, then yeah, if they get in, they can be dangerous. But man, that path is going to be hard because let's say they get in, let's say they're the play-in. I know it's all jumbled up and can be close, but I don't know if they're going to be 5, 6, 7 games over 500 in these last 23 games when they made the deals. So, because they haven't done that all season. So I'm just going to say maybe there are a couple games above 500 that probably puts them at like the 8 or 9, right? And if they're in that 9, then all of a sudden you're playing an extra game. And there's just so many more layers to it at that point. And then who are you getting? Because if you're getting Denver, they're not beating Denver, in my opinion. Now, people may think I'm nuts, but this Denver team is way better than people think they are. They defend at a very high level. They've been the fourth best defense since December 18th. And Jokic, as we all know, and you guys saw it up close last season, is really damn good, and he's only gotten better. So I look at them, and they kind of remind me a little of Dirk's Mavericks when they won in 2011. We have this one mega superstar, and you have a couple of all-star caliber type players and then really good role players. And those teams don't always win. You know, Dallas, the Pistons, right, have a few of those. The Pistons didn't even have that superstar, though. I mean, Chauncey became a great player, but I don't know if you had put him in the Dirk or Jokic category by any means. But, yeah, like I just think that if they get Denver, they're out of gas. Now, if they get to the seven and, you know, they play Memphis, potentially, if they get out of the play-in and they remain in the seven, maybe I like their chances. Maybe. But I don't think they can beat Denver, Ray. That's just my opinion.
George Sedano, ESPN Family and Networks. And I mean, he's all over TV, radio, ESPN, LA. It's great to have him on here. 95.7 The Game. George, obviously, Ja Morant was in the wind for all the wrong reasons on Friday, and it didn't get better over the weekend with the Instagram, and he's got Chrome, you know, in the IG Live, and he's talking about come get these hollow points. It feels like he's at a fork in the road, and he can either get back on the paved road of being a professional, highly paid athlete, or careen off of it into something that doesn't end up the professional, highly paid face of the NBA. It looked like the trajectory he was on not even a month ago.
Yeah, honestly, this is, I know it's been coming for a while because we've had stories come out in dribs and drabs, but prior to those stories in the last couple weeks, if you would have told me that this was the situation, I would have been like, man, I don't know. I wouldn't have guessed it, right?
Right.
Now, the more I talk to, look, I'm not on social media all the time anymore. Like, I've got a wife and two kids. Like, I don't spend my time on Twitter and Instagram all the time monitoring what players are saying.
And he's happier for it, folks.
But I talked to a couple of my former NBA player colleagues who are more active, and they see the stuff that the Grizzlies have posted. And I know Tracy McGrady had mentioned this on All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson maybe 2 months ago or whatever it was, 3 months ago, that he was worried that they needed a vet on that team. And when you look at that team, they had Danny Green, but he never played. And I do think that stuff matters in sports. And, you know, the guys I've always talked to, like, I spent a lot of time, obviously, in my career at Miami. And I covered Dwayne Wade's entire career. And I remember Dwayne and I having this conversation about his vets. And everyone always assumes it's Shaq. And, yeah, Shaq played a role in that. Obviously, he came when Dwayne was in his second year. But he said, I learned to be a professional from Eddie Jones and Brian Grant, because those were the guys in my locker room when I was a rookie. And I think that every team just needs those guys that just are willing to take that on. And whether Danny was willing to take it on or not, I don't know, because I don't know those dynamics. But him not playing definitely doesn't help in those scenarios, because he was hurt. So I was pretty surprised. I've met the father, T. Morant seems like a good dude. They seem like a close family, too. So, again, all of this seemed somewhat surprising. I am glad, though, that he didn't hide from it. Now, it's hard, to your point, you know, when it's him in this situation on IG. But he took the responsibility quickly. And honestly, I hope he takes more time than the two games to kind of figure out how to get back on that right path, as you mentioned. Because he's one of the most electrifying players we've seen in a really long time. And charismatically as well, not just on the floor. So, again, it just felt a little out of character with me. And I know, you know, people act silly when they're young. I sure as hell know that. I'm glad Instagram and Twitter wasn't around when I was 23 years old. But at some point, you have to understand the responsibility of what it is to be a superstar in any line of work, right? Sports, the entertainment industry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that I'm hopeful, I guess I should say, that he does understand that and he takes that time and realizes what he needs to do to rectify that situation.
George, always great to talk to you, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon. We got a lot of got a lot of Warriors playoff conversations coming. We're going to need to tap back into you again soon, my man. Thank you so much.
You got it. I actually have you guys again next week, Wednesday. I'm doing the Clipper game on ESPN Radio, so we could chat maybe after that if you'd like.
I think you just booked yourself. George Sedano here on 95.7 The Game. Always a friend of the show. Great to talk to him. Thank you very much, George.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.